This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A jury finds a former sheriff's deputy, Scott Peterson, not guilty for failing to act during the mass shooting at a Parkland, Florida high school in 2018. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
17 people died during the massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School on February 14, 2018. Peterson was the only armed school resource officer on duty. Prosecutors said he ignored his training to confront the gunman. Instead, he remained outside the building for more than 40 minutes. Peterson's attorney argued he could not tell where the shots were coming from.
Gerald Groff is a Christian, and he wanted Sundays off from his postal worker job. His case went all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has solidified protections for workers who ask for religious accommodations. Groff saying,
"The plan is for me to fly home this weekend, and right away Sunday morning, I'll be able to just walk into church and be part of that cool moment of seeing everyone excited, you know, for what we accomplished today and just be able to be with my family again."
The Supreme Court also has struck down affirmative action in college admissions, declaring race cannot be a factor. More NFL players have been suspended for gambling, CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
Indianapolis Colts cornerback and kick returner Isaiah Rogers, defensive end Rashad Berry, and free agent Demetrius Taylor have been suspended for the entire 2023 season for betting on NFL games last season. Tennessee Titans starting right tackle Nicholas Petit-Ferree has received a six-game suspension for betting on other sports at the team facility. Several Detroit Lions players have also been suspended for gambling. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Governor Gavin Newsom says because of climate change, the past is no longer a useful guide for preparing the state for wildfires. Newsom says a new world requires new technology, including real-time monitoring and
the ability to pinpoint through artificial intelligence precisely cross-reference and organize not just an analytic framework, but to organize resources for early suppression.
A new study of 100 years of data from 63 foraging cultures around the world shows that women often hunt large game and skillfully. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Researchers at Seattle Pacific University say they found women hunt in at least 79% of the societies they studied. The study also showed that women are actively involved in teaching hunting skills and often use a greater variety of weapons and hunting strategies than men.
Shattering long-held beliefs that they're more gatherers. Italian police say they believe the man filmed while engraving his name last week on the ancient Roman Colosseum is a tourist who lives in Britain. They vow to find and punish him. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people. But there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoick likes to brag about.
The horn I like to toot. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemmyhew, the Republican Party at the top. Why don't start banning books, for God's sake?
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time, apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things,
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
But we also proved that I'm not always nice.
But even when you're upset and even when you're ticked off, you still come from a place of compassion and love. Whereas I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Well, on my drive to work today, there was a bit of breaking news, and I'm still reading as much as I can, as quickly as I can before we got on air, but this morning, in the last hour, the Supreme Court struck down admissions programs at Harvard and the University of North Carolina that relied in part on racial considerations, saying they violate the Constitution. Not surprisingly, the vote split along ideological grounds, with Chief Justice John G. Roberts Jr. writing for the conservative members in the majority and the liberals dissenting. And I guess I would love just your reactions, if you have them, 844-967-2789. But I guess the overriding question I have, is this fair? And obviously that is a word that is up to you to define. But whenever we talk about, I guess it's DEI. Now they've ruined that term now. But
by design.
Yes, I know. But it's in, I think of the monopoly analogy that gets thrown out as far as how race has worked in this country and the absurdity to me of flipping in the attempt to give a hand up, like have a, instead of a handout, hand up to people. It's now seen as like reverse racism or whatever, when in reality, white people and white men in this country have been playing Monopoly for centuries. And in those centuries, they've been able to accrue a lot of wealth and a lot of status and run the show. And basically, it's only been a couple decades since, more specifically, I would say, black people have been able to even enter the game. And the expectation that, well, it's your fault. It's your fault that you don't have as much on Park Ave.
Didn't work hard enough.
You didn't work hard enough. Doesn't matter that you came to the game late. Doesn't matter that the couple times you tried to come to the game ahead of time, we destroyed the wealth that you had made in Oklahoma or the communities you had built and the businesses you had built by driving and building highways through them. That doesn't matter. You know, the fact that we've actually legally kept you from building wealth through property ownership, through redlining, you know, you're in the game now. So now everyone has to be treated fairly. And so the thing is, it's not like every person of color who applied to any of these universities is like, well, you're black, so you're getting into school.
Like, the audacity that you think that's how these admissions worked is misguided is an understatement. But we're here. And I think the thing that's most laughable to me is the fact that we're not ending affirmative action in total. We're, because I'm pretty sure they've said nothing about legacy students.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this doesn't say anything about, well, if your dad went to this school.
Your grandpa went to this school.
Or your grandpa, or your parents donated, or your, there's special, you know, recommendations and all of, you know, a lot of other, you know, preferences for legacies and donors and employee families and all of that are still allowed. And so it's not that there's not preferential, this is knocking down all preferential treatment and schools have to like stick to objective numbered meritocracy criteria. It's just limiting their ability to consider race, despite the fact that race has been a major consideration for the livelihoods of people in this country since its inception. 844-967-2789. The Supreme Court ruling. I guess any reactions you have or bigger questions, just is it fair? 844-96-PARTY. Jane Van Der, how are you feeling?
It's so disappointing. But again, look at the Supreme Court that we have. This is why they're there. This is why they were, and certainly the last three, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, this is why they're there and were put there, to reverse things. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised.
And that's the thing. I'm not sure people, I think people were bracing as the other, as we were just saying, I think, earlier this week, how the rulings that have come out so far for this session from the Supreme Court don't feel as devastating as it did last year, of just like thing after thing after thing across the board. Maybe it's similar to last year where they save kind of the big ones for last. But it's wildly disappointing. And I would imagine that there's other things that schools can, when you think about an essay, and they're already, a lot of schools are already moving away from ACT and SAT scores, and the schools that are actually committed to diversity, you know, you can look at income levels. There are other things as far as trying to recruit and incorporate people from different backgrounds, and so it's not so homogenous at campus. But it's just, I think symbolically, just what this also means just feels crappy.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Tom from L.A. joining us. Hey, Tom, what do you think?
Well, first off, we the people, all of us, ultimately are the government, and we must remember that the power lies within our hands one way or another. Second, this does show the consequences of getting a Democratic president in place to actually be able to get some justices on the Supreme Court that are not just from the Heritage Foundation or from the Federalist Society. Also, I'd really recommend anyone that's out there, and I honestly, sincerely want to reach out to my white brothers and sisters. Please look up Jane Elliott.
She's great.
Jane Elliott, because you know what? She puts as clearly as anybody in terms of race and what it really means, you know, about, you know, basically starting 10 steps back before the other person. And I would like to say also for every white person out there, just for once, would you like to change places in your life with a black person? And I think there you'll have your answer in terms of what it is that you feel. This is such a stain on our society today. And this basically just, again, empowers white privilege and empowers, you know, people that are white that we are, I would say, you know, the superior ones or, you know, whatever it might be. I think this is absolutely crazy. I'm sure George War Criminal Bush, when he got into Yale, didn't get in there completely on his grades, like Jane and Chris were saying. This is crazy. This is all crazy. And we knew that it was going to kind of happen because of the makeup of the Supreme Court. So everybody, please get out and vote in your next elections and vote Democratic, because you can look at the history of the different types of people that are actually appointed to the Supreme Court and what it is that they actually have done, with the exception maybe of Sandra Day O'Connor. Please, just everyone, and check your white privilege at the door. I know we don't see it, but, you know, watch Jane Elliott. That's all I got to say. Go to YouTube, watch Jane Elliott, and you'll get a little bit better understanding of what white privilege really is.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Tom.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Are you familiar with Jane Elliott?
The name sounds familiar.
She is, visually, you probably have seen videos, because she used to be on Oprah. Like, she had a whole pretty viral, I think, at the time, where segment on Oprah where she split everybody up in the crowd. It was mostly white women, between the blue-eyed people and the brown-eyed people.
Oh, interesting.
And she did a whole race exercise, but instead of race, it was your eye color. And who... And just how quickly people fell into, and like she basically treated people differently. And the blue-eyed people were more special. And
sure.
And like how the brown people started to resent that. The brown-eyed people started to resent that. But she has, she's been an anti-racism educator for a very long time. She's a white woman. White, and now she's like 90. Still
wow.
alive.
Wow.
And pulls no punches. She has no patience.
I love her already.
Yeah. And so she's really great. And I'll end on this as far as the 10 steps back exercise. And I remember the first time I ever did, and there's a lot of variations of this exercise, and it's kind of similar to the Monopoly analogy. But the first time I ever had to do this, you basically, everyone stands in a line and there's a bunch of prompts. You start in, when you, before the prompts are read, you're all in the same spot. And then depending on what the prompts are, you take a step forward, take a step back. Take two steps forward, take two steps back. And all the forward steps are, your parents are still together. You had books in the house. Your parents went to college. Your parents have master's degrees. And a bunch of different kind of things you don't necessarily think about.
Consider, sure.
And consider as far as helping you do better in life. Your parents taught you about budgeting.
taught you how to use a checkbook.
You know, you've never been on food stamps. And then for obviously the opposite type things, your parents don't speak English. Your parents are immigrants. Your parents didn't go to college. Your parents didn't graduate high school. You take steps back and you just see how far apart in any given group you end up starting from, right? And in that version, all you can see is the person ahead of you.
Oh, wow.
And so you're comparing yourself to the person ahead of you.
Constantly.
Not even thinking about the person behind you. So we got to take a break, but taking your reactions to this morning's Supreme Court ruling, 844-967-2789. Is it fair? This is As Goes Wisconsin. Big shot.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186. All in Gingras
Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, 64 degrees, a mostly clear sky and light southwest wind. Mostly sunny, a bit hazy into your Friday, 89 degrees in the afternoon. We'll still be plenty warm on Saturday, mostly sunny at 87. We could see some thunderstorms, though, by Sunday. It's 69 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Welcome back to Matchland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling us from mine today, David.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to disagree with you on your point and what you just said a little bit. The reason being, I think what's frustrating to me, I look at it from a different perspective, is that when Joe Biden mentioned when he was going to pick out the next Supreme Court justice, he just said it's going to be a African-American woman. He said that's going to be the next justice. There wasn't anything about, you know, merit or anything along those lines. He could have very easily, Joe Biden could have very easily said, here's a list of candidates, I looked through them all, and then this is the person who I chose. But he didn't do that. He went right to the playbook. It didn't matter, basically, anybody else. There would have been a male, whatever, it's already ostracized, and was considered out of the picture. So with this judgment today, and, you know, I understand, but, you know, when Candy Williams is on the radio with Earl Ingram in the morning on Mondays and Fridays, he went to Harvard. He has something called legacy, acceptance into the schools. I think that needs to be thrown out the window, too, because, based on other people that have gone there or what have you, there's a lot of things that could change, and it should be on merit. It really should be. It shouldn't be based on your color of your skin or, you know, if you're white, black, whatever, religion. It should just be on your – and what's going to happen is, this is my opinion, the SATs and ACTs are all going to be thrown out because they're going to be considered racist. That, you know, if you have this mark, so they'll just eliminate it. They'll figure out something else in order to get around this. That's just my opinion, though.
Thanks for calling, David. That's thoughtful. And let me respond. A couple of things. First of all, a lot of these colleges have already gotten rid of the SAT and the ACT, or say they're not necessary, and then, you know, people aren't going to take them, or a lot of them aren't going to take them. What's interesting to me, the one university in the country, the one major university in the country said, we're keeping the SATs. You know what it was? It was MIT. Because if you're going to be building bridges, you know, you better understand certain geometries. Anyway, I look at this as a larger point. Ronald Reagan, back when he was elected president, said the next Supreme Court justice I appoint is going to be a woman. You know, he didn't have to say that either. He appointed Sandra Day O'Connor. And she was only a Court of Appeals justice in Arizona. She wasn't even on the Arizona Supreme Court, but she was a law school classmate of William Rehnquist. So, you know, there was a bit of that. This time Joe Biden did say what you said he said. And I personally would not have said what he said. I would have said, I'm going to pick a qualified candidate. And this particular Jackson Brown or Brown Jackson is highly qualified. So absolutely pick her. But I do differ on one thing. I do not differ with you on saying that qualification matters and merit matters. But let me tell you something. Over the years, what I found is there frequently are a lot of qualified people, a lot of qualified people. Now, by keeping race as a criterion in this thing, what that had the undesired effect of is that a lot of black kids in colleges, other people would look on them and say, well, the only reason they got in here is affirmative action. That frequently wasn't the case. What this will do, and I'm trying to make lemonade out of a lemon, but what this will do, in my judgment, is race won't be taken into account, but it is absolutely fine to say, if you have a rural kid from Kentucky and a kid from the inner city of Milwaukee, who cares what there happens, one's white and one's black, you ultimately have to open up society or you end up with an aristocracy, a self-perpetuating aristocracy. You want good ideas. And some of the best people, there's a guy named John Stuart Bell in Belfast who was discriminated against by the English and they didn't let him have an education. And he went on and in quantum theory, he came up with the seminal argument on quantum theory and he died early and three other guys got the Nobel Prize because he had died, but he was the guy that came up with it. John Stuart Bell in Belfast. I mean, good for him, for Pete's sake. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling us reminded, Gene.
Hi. Thank you for putting a positive outlook on it because I think we need to get different people into office significantly, the ones that think that they're all picked on, you know, I mean, the way that they went after women significantly. They still haven't righted that huge wrong against women, and this doesn't surprise me one bit. And the fact that Biden said that he was going to put a woman in or put her name in for one of the highest courts in the land is appropriate because we need all different types of people on that court because what we've gotten so far from the Trump administration was a bunch of, sorry to use the word, garbage. And they had access to grind, and they're bought and paid for. We need honesty and integrity in our schools, people coming out with degrees that are doctors and lawyers, judges and nurses. And we need all types of people because everybody's got gifts. And just because Biden said a woman of color, good for him. Have you ever looked at his staff? A variety of people, a variety of backgrounds. That's what we need running our country, not just those privileged sons of guns that are sitting on that court right now. So that's my 2 cents worth, Matt. Keep up the great work. I really appreciate it. And women, we got a lot of work to do. Thank you. Bye.
Excellent call. Excellent call, as always. I'm making lemonade out of a lemon, but I think that people are going to figure out a way to say, look, we're going to look at adversity. We're going to look at other things. And it will have the effect of getting more African-Americans and Latinos into positions. And it should. It absolutely should. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Scott Peterson, the former resource officer accused of fleeing during the Parkland school shooting, has been found not guilty.
We, the jury, find as follows as to the defendant in this case. The defendant is not guilty. So say we all, this 29th day of June, 2023, at Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, Florida.
14 students and 3 staff members died. The Supreme Court solidified protections for workers who ask for religious accommodations. The case centered around a Christian mailman who didn't want to work Sundays. Postal worker Gerald Groff.
The state of Pennsylvania was founded by William Penn, a guy who wanted to provide a place so people were free to practice their faith. And so I knew we were going to get it right.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says climate change has changed how they prep for wildfire season.
We can't necessarily attach ourselves to some of the more predictive models of the past because of the nature of a world that's getting a lot higher, hotter, a lot drier.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hope US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5, The Tap.
Return the sender. Return.
Welcome back to Matt Thin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Marquette poll just came out. Marquette poll on the presidential race. Very interesting. A lot of potential in there. First of all, let me tell you something about the Marquette poll. Marquette poll is nationally known, nationally recognized, and they changed their methodology a little bit this time. They limited it to registered voters. In the past, they'd say, you plan to vote? Yeah. You know, and then who knows if you're ever going to vote. Here, there's no law that says you got to vote, but if you're registered, that's something. And more than half of the people who were contacted by email, not by phone, big bunch by phone. But nowadays, people hang up on the phone. So I think the methodology of this one is sound. Here's what it comes out. Republican primary with all these crazy candidates, 10 of them. Trump, 31%. DeSantis, 30%. All the rest of them, you know, little garbage, single-digit numbers. Trump, 31, DeSantis, 30. Head-to-head, if it's just Trump and DeSantis, DeSantis kills Trump, 57-41. In a general election, Biden beats DeSantis, 49-47. Biden beats Trump, 52-43. Let me give you some context, and then we're going to go to the lines. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. If DeSantis were smarter, And by that, I mean, if he weren't so obtuse politically, if he weren't tone deaf politically, he could get the nomination away from Trump. Biden still beat him. Biden's an excellent president, but he could get the nomination away from Trump. Most people don't know this, but early on in his career in the Congress, he was close to Paul Ryan. He very much like Paul Ryan. He was a moderate, basically a moderate Republican. And then the fever of the far right swept over the party, and he, in a clumsy, mechanical fashion, is trying to just accommodate it. Give you an example. Yesterday, in a Fox News interview, he was asked, would you eliminate the Department of Education or any other agencies if you were president? You know what he said? Answer by DeSantis. I would eliminate the Department of Education, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Energy, and the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. Now, you know, this guy's tone deaf. There are a lot of right-wing nuts in this country, and there are people, oh, taxes should be lower, they should be higher, this, that, and the other thing. Nobody in his right mind gets rid of the IRS, totally. What, you're on your own? Somebody wants some money out of you, they'll track you down. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. And what, we're going to pay our military? We're going to stand up to China and Russia? He obviously didn't mean it. He lies continually about this kind of stuff. You know, on abortion, I mean, Trump had been pro-choice up until the time he ran for president. The guy has no sincerity whatsoever. DeSantis goes, all right, I'm going to set your right for abortion at 6 weeks. Well, people don't know that they're pregnant at 6 weeks frequently. Now, as a result of the Dobbs decision, the Supreme Court, the tarantulas, have consigned women. Basically, if you have a problem pregnancy, you have to get sepsis and almost die before a doctor will do anything for you because they're afraid of being prosecuted by penny ante DAs in penny ante counties who want to run for Congress. And DeSantis is buying into that. And I'm not talking about the pro-life, pro-choice issue. I'm just talking about common sense. DeSantis could have beaten Trump in this thing, and he still might, because this is breaking news that I will give to you right now before we go to the lines. There are more than rumors in D.C. as I speak that a superseding indictment is planned by Jack Smith. A superseding indictment is one where you go to the court and you say, I want to replace the indictment with this new one. It will add 30 to 45 new charges against Trump, and will also charge some of the lawyers who were conspiring with him. One further piece of breaking news, Rudy Giuliani looks like he's flipped. He's in deal negotiations. So stand by. That's not to be discussed in detail today because I don't have the details. But this idiot DeSantis, if Trump is now going to be facing 70 felony counts with very precise evidence, all he had to do, and the clown also said, Trump said he's for Russia because he's being bribed and he's against Ukraine. The clown DeSantis said, well, you know, maybe we're doing too much for Ukraine. The idiot, he continually loses support of people who don't want to be with Trump and the Republican Party. The moron said, I am standing with our allies, with NATO, with all of the NATO countries and with Ukraine, Russia. That was a genocidal invasion. We're not going to put up with it. And we're halfway normal about things. He could be tough on immigration and everything else. And even with that, in this poll, it's only 31-30 Trump over DeSantis. And even with that in this poll, it's head-to-head 57-41. Why should I give advice to DeSantis? He'd be a lousy president. But the idiot is throwing this away. Going to the lines, Cassandra of Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cassandra. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I just wanted to speak briefly about the Supreme Court's decision on affirmative action. The case was brought by a group of mostly conservative Chinese Americans. And this particular group of Chinese Americans, the students, their families who immigrated here to the United States, those families came from highly educated areas of China. Many of them had skills. And so when they came here to the United States, oftentimes their credentials from China was not recognized, and so they either had to return to school, the parents, or take jobs in areas that where they could not use their degrees that they had earned in China. Now, one problem that concerns me that the conservative Chinese students who brought the lawsuit do not recognize is that there are Asian Americans who are low income, and because of their actions, this new arrivals from Cambodia, Vietnam, Hmong, these are very low-income immigrants who come from oftentimes rural communities. They are the ones who could truly benefit from affirmative action. They are oftentimes first-generation college students. They will not be able to receive that benefit. And it's a lot more complicated, and it's very sad that the court did not consider that that this group of Asian students who brought the lawsuit, they only represented, you know, a small, highly educated Asian American subset of that population who were supposedly being discriminated against. But there are many in the Asian community who really could benefit from affirmative action and who really do need that opportunity. So that's all that I have. I'll listen offline.
Wonderful. That's a profound and nuanced call. Thank you very much. And I think you make an excellent, excellent point. The whole idea behind affirmative action, because quotas were outlawed, 30 years ago, was you're not going to make a decision on an applicant necessarily on any one thing. You know, there's no test in the world that goes in, and if you're 1 point higher than the other guy, you get it and they don't. That's ridiculous. You know, you take into account at a company or anything else, a whole range of things. Now, for universities, it happens, I mentioned, that the Asian population of the undergraduate classes at Harvard and Yale are 22%. And the numbers nationwide of the percentage of that population are 8%. So I do not see that at all as discrimination. On the contrary. But your point is, and I think you're right, there are Hmongs. And remember, the Hmongs stood with us during the Vietnam War, and a lot of them got killed. And we gave them shelter here in the United States, deservedly so. They're excellent people, the Hmongs, excellent, excellent people. And there are many others, and Filipinos and so forth, excellent people. So the idea behind affirmative action wasn't, you know, you just look at this and throw at a qualified guy and bring in somebody. That wasn't what it was about. And you raised the profound point that you look for the whole person. And you're going to look for their background, overcoming adversity. You're going to look for are they first generation going to college? That's important, because I had support from my dad, who was a professor at UWM. We talked all the time about books and ideas. There are a lot of people that are not blessed with that kind of mentoring, quite frankly. And for them to do it on their bootstraps, these can be the most productive people in society. So I think there's a mistaken Supreme Court decision. I have no respect for the judges that issued it. That said, to make lemonade out of lemon, there is a chink in the armor that can be exploited, and that is this. Robert said, you know, and the things like, well, you know, the essay and all that sort of stuff, you can take into account the adversity and so on, and that's the way it should be framed, and it should be straight up. You know, we are not taking race one way or the other into account, but that will have the effect of giving a hand up that they deserve to people to, in fact, diversify our student bodies. Thank you for calling. Excellent, Cassandra. Todd or Billy, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Boy, what you just said about Rudy Giuliani, holy cow, that made me happy to hear. Is that huge, or is Rudy Giuliani just so unreliable and such a joke that his cooperation really may not mean much? But boy, that is sounds wonderful to me.
Yeah, thank you. I'll answer that. And I'm breaking this on this show, and I'm delighted to do it. First of all, Rudy Giuliani was the U.S. attorney in New York. That's probably the most important U.S. attorney position in the country. He prosecuted the mafia, organized crime. He became mayor of New York for a couple of terms. Biggest, I mean, you know, that you become a national candidate. He ran for president, and in the Republican primary when he ran, he was briefly in first place. Why he became subservient to Trump, I'll never understand. But no, I think that would have a lot of credibility if he flips on Trump. He's not going to be lying. He's going to say, I said this to Trump, I did that for Trump, and Trump said this to me and that to me. You put Rudy Giuliani on the stand, who at one time, and Trump was not on the ticket then, I think it was 2012, but at one time he was the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. There's a lot of credibility, and Trump has got to be sweating. The second thing, Jack Smith has turned out to be a good, tough prosecutor. This superseding indictment, which a lot of people in D.C. expect to come down, is going to have 30 to 45 more counts. There may be use counts instead of just hoarding counts. Right now, it's just that he kept these documents, but he showed them to people. He showed them to people in New Jersey, and we spiked the number of our undercover agents who were captured and executed by the Chinese and the Russians. Right when he started putting these classified documents into bathrooms and pool supply closets with no locks. And then when he was subpoenaed and there was a search warrant, he tried to hide them by flying them up to Bedminster. And now, by the way, and I think I broke this yesterday, they have subpoenaed the surveillance video in Bedminster. They may be going in there with a search warrant. This guy is hiding stuff to monetize it. He's hiding stuff that is being used to capture and murder our agents. People have got to understand that. And I want to see Jack Smith be a lot more explicit about that in this indictment. But to answer your question, Rudy Giuliani will be very, very important. Very important. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. No such zone. Return the sender. Return the sender. Return the sender. Return the sender.
The law firm of Gingras, Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras, Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price in the overnight 64 degrees, a mostly clear sky and light southwest wind. Mostly sunny, a bit hazy into your Friday, 89 degrees in the afternoon. We'll still be plenty warm on Saturday, mostly sunny at 87. We could see some thunderstorms, though, by Sunday. Right now, it's 67.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. That's good news on Trump because we never need him anywhere near the presidency again with all the things that have gone on and how he's tore the country apart. But this Jack Smith, do you think with everything that's going on, he may be able to tie this in with the fake electors and these congressional people that continually talk about the election being rigged and all this other stuff that the Secret Service and the list goes on and on. I hope and pray that some of this stuff is exposed to set the record straight is what I'm saying. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Good call. Yeah. I mean, I think that the fake electors, if there is a superseding indictment, remember this is coming out of Washington right now. I'm just passing it on. But if there is a superseding indictment with 30 to 45 more counts, there's already 38 counts, and 31 of them have to do with these taking these documents. But so far, it's just possession. It's not usage. I think that a lot of the 30 to 45 new counts would be tied to the fake electors. Why do I say that? Because about a week ago, and I mentioned on the show, but also there's plenty of publicity on it, several fake electors were seen coming in, I think it was from Nebraska, and they were grilled. And the word was that they were offered limited immunity. Remember, the prosecutor doesn't, there's a thing called use immunity. There's a total immunity. They don't like to give like total immunity. They don't like to say, all right, you have a right to remain silent, give up that right and tell us, and we won't go after you for anything. Well, the guys will say, fine, I killed five people. You don't want that kind of thing. So what you say is use immunity. I will not use what you say against you. Those are the fake electors. And the fake electors were part of the reason that behind all this in the first place. Pence was supposed to hold up two sets of electors. Say, I don't know which one is right. You and the Congress decide. But each state only gets one vote. And Trump would have been put back in as a result. So I think that's very much possible. Next up, Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. Andy, what's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, I heard yesterday that that Giuliani was going to come forward and give testimony, probably to save his own butt. And what you're just relayed now is even more important there. It's going to expand more, and it's definitely going to make it a lot tougher for Trump to escape from that. And another thing, when you talk about fake electors, how about our good, brilliant Senator Ron Johnson? Could he eventually be caught up with, trying to take part in the, not only for Wisconsin, for Michigan, where he would was trying to get these fake electors in to change the outcome,
Right.
We'll have to see what happens.
Well, here's the deal. He doesn't represent the UP or something. Are you kidding me? He was in there to stick it to Michigan. Another guy was going to stick it to Wisconsin. And do I think he could be tied up? Certainly, depending on the testimony. If a guy like Giuliani said, and by the way, Ron Johnson would meet with Trump and back him up on this whole theory. If they have a witness who says that Ron Johnson agreed to get the Michigan fake electors to Trump and so forth, Absolutely, he could be swept up in it. I don't know that they have that testimony at this point, but I'll tell you this. The word out of Washington is that it's attorneys. I don't think that Ron Johnson's an attorney. So I don't hear any rumors about Ron Johnson, but it's a plain fact that he had the Michigan State electors in his possession, wanted them sent to Pence. And then when he was caught, he goes, I was only in on it like 3 seconds. You can pull a trigger in 3 seconds and kill somebody. You can hand them to your chief of staff, say, get them to Pence in 3 seconds. And I don't believe it was only 3 seconds. So thanks for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, we have 4 minutes and two callers. If you can keep it short, what's on your mind today?
Joe Biden just did an interview with Nicole Wallace, and it was fascinating. The guy needs to do more of these one-on-ones, Matt, because he's fabulous in it. He comes off really well, but it was chilling what he just said. She asked him, do you ever worry that had you not been president last weekend and say the former was, that he might have tipped off Putin about what was going on? And Biden just goes, I don't even like to think about things like that.
Right.
I mean, well, that's a great Matt. Yeah. He was fabulous in this interview. He really was.
All right. I'll look at it. And we're going to talk about Ukraine probably tomorrow. I had it on the agenda, but all these Supreme Court cases came in. But that's an excellent call. Thank you, Dick. Dennis of Wakanda, Illinois. Thank you for calling. What's in your mind today, Dennis?
Hi, good afternoon. Quick question. You had mentioned earlier in the show you'd given someone's poll and said that the Trump like has got a 1-point lead now. And, you know, we listen to these other polls, and I'm just trying to figure out which one are these more accurate? Because the ones I've been listening to, you hear Trump's got 50% lead over, what's his name, has 29%. So
right.
I believe the one that's the guy's got the double-digit lead is not accurate anyway. So this one seems more accurate to me. Is that true, would you say?
Yes, it's true in this limited extent. This poll only polled Wisconsin. The ones you're talking about polled the whole country. So I have no basis for saying anything about those polls one way or the other. But the Marquette poll is highly regarded. It really is highly regarded. And the pollster and the people staff and so forth. All he's saying is that in Wisconsin, in the eight-man person field or whatever, Trump 31, DeSantis 30, the rest single digits. Head-to-head, DeSantis 57, Trump 41 in Wisconsin. Now, how that translates elsewhere, I don't know. I have a feeling that there are state, you know, Wisconsin's an unusual state. It's a purple state. Sometimes it goes Republican, sometimes Democratic, but it's a very independent state, really is. We are independent people. What happens in Texas and Alabama and Florida, I do not know. But Dennis, thank you very much for calling in because you raise a good point. And the final thing I'll say about polls is it's just a snapshot right now. If there are another 30 indictments against Trump, that'll do that. If DeSantis keeps saying stupid things like he's going to get rid of the IRS and he'd betray Ukraine, which is really what he was getting at, that's going to make a difference. It hurts both of them against Biden. Biden, in my view, is a superb president. He could beat either one of these guys. He will beat either one of these guys. But they're fighting it out. They're fighting it out in the Republican Party. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. A lot to talk about. A lot we didn't even get to today. Things are breaking very fast. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. And I'm signing off for today.
Back down. Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.